Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it.
It's Monday, December 30th, 2024. Welcome to day 1441. A federal appeals court upheld the $5 million verdict against Donald Trump in the sexual abuse and defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll. Trump had asked for a new trial after a jury unanimously concluded in May 2023 that he sexually abused Carroll in the 1990s and then defamed her after she went public with her allegations. Trump argued that the trial judge made a mistake by allowing the jury to hear the testimony of two women who accused him of sexual abuse, as well as the 2005 Access Hollywood recording in which he described kissing and grabbing women without their consent, saying, "I don't even wait, and when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. You can do anything." The court, however, rejected Trump's arguments, saying the evidence established a repeated, idiosyncratic pattern of conduct consistent with Carroll's allegations, and that the jury could reasonably infer that Mr. Trump engaged in similar conduct with other women, a pattern of abrupt, non-consensual, and physical advances on women he barely knew. Moving on, Trump endorsed Mike Johnson for another term as Speaker, saying he has his complete and total support. Trump added that House Republicans should not blow this great opportunity which we have been given. Johnson is running for re-election as Speaker on January 3rd when the new Congress begins. Trump's endorsement comes as some House conservatives have warned that they're not committed to backing Johnson after he passed an end-of-year spending deal that lacked spending cuts and didn't include Trump's debt ceiling increase. Johnson can only afford to lose two Republican votes. Democrats are expected to universally oppose him, and Republican Thomas Massie has already signaled his opposition. Failure to elect a speaker by January 6th could delay Trump's Electoral College certification. Meanwhile, Trump sided with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy on the H-1B1 visas over his MAGA acolytes, who want to stop immigration and preserve jobs for American workers. After Trump appointed venture capitalist Sriram Krishnan, an Indian immigrant, to be his senior AI policy advisor, MAGA activist Laura Loomer condemned the decision and declared it a "not America first" policy. Krishnan has called for increased access to green cards and to make it easier for skilled foreign workers to come to the U.S. on H-1B temporary visas. Loomer called such workers third world invaders, while Steve Bannon called H-1Bs a scam. Musk, who was born in South Africa and is now a naturalized U.S. citizen, said that the reason he and others who built SpaceX and Tesla are in the United States is because of the H-1B program. Musk said in a post on Twitter, "Take a big step back and fuck yourself in the face. I will go to war on this issue, the likes of which you cannot possibly comprehend." Musk also said, "Those contemptible fools must be removed from the Republican Party." Steve Bannon replied to Musk saying, "Someone please notify Child Protective Services. Need to do a wellness check on this toddler." Ramaswamy also weighed in, arguing that American culture has venerated mediocrity over excellence. Trump, meanwhile, said, "I've always liked the visas. I've always been in favor of the visas. I have many H-1B visas on my properties. I've been a believer in H-1B. I have used it many times. It's a great program." Moving on, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned that extraordinary measures will be necessary as early as January 14th to prevent the United States from defaulting on its debt, unless Congress raises or suspends the debt ceiling. Yellen added, "I respectfully urge Congress to act to protect the full faith and credit of the United States." The federal debt currently stands at roughly $36 trillion. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department was hacked by a Chinese state-sponsored actor using third-party software to access government workstations and unclassified documents. The department called it a major incident. The threat actor was able to override security measures to remotely access some Treasury workstations and certain unclassified documents maintained by those users. Moving on, Trump urged the Supreme Court to block a law that requires TikTok to be sold or shut down by January 19th, the day before his inauguration. The court previously agreed to hear TikTok's challenge to the potential ban and is set to hear oral arguments on January 10th. The bipartisan Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act was passed and signed into law in April. It requires TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell the social media platform to an American company or face a ban. Meanwhile, Joe Biden announced nearly $2.5 billion in security assistance to Ukraine. The package includes $1.25 billion in presidential drawdown authority, which pulls weapons and ammunition from existing U.S. stockpiles, and the final $1.22 billion from the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. Separately, the Treasury Department will provide $3.4 billion in economic assistance under last year's Ukraine Security Supplemental Appropriations Act. Joe Biden also privately said that he regrets dropping out of the presidential race and reportedly believes that he could have defeated Trump if it wasn't for his June debate performance and low poll numbers, which led to his own party pressuring him to drop out. He has also privately said that he shouldn't have picked Merrick Garland as Attorney General because Garland's Justice Department was slow to prosecute Trump for his role in the January 6 insurrection, while aggressive in prosecuting Biden's son, Hunter. And finally, Jimmy Carter, the 39th President of the United States, died on Sunday at the age of 100. He was the oldest living U.S. president of all time. Carter was elected president in 1976 and served one term before losing re-election in 1980 to Ronald Reagan. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.